我们今天下午要从一段圣经的故事来学习他的教训。
This afternoon, we're going to learn from a passage in the Bible.
保罗说，从前写的圣经都是为教训我们写的。
Paul says that all scripture is written, to benefit us.
我们从圣经神的话来得到安慰跟鼓励。
That through the words of the Bible, we can receive comfort and encouragement.
雅各说，我们在读圣经，好像在看照镜子一样。
And James says, when we read the Bible, it is as if we are looking into a mirror.
古书的镜子不是玻璃镜，是铜镜。
The mirrors of the olden days is not made of glass, but they are bronze mirrors.
用这个镜子可以整衣冠，就是我们可以看看我们的服装仪容。
And with these mirrors, one is able to straighten themselves out to make sure that they look appropriate.
圣经也是一面镜子。
So the Bible is also a mirror.
我们读圣经来对照我们的行为。
When we read the Bible, we can use it to reflect upon
our conduct. 然后调整我们的生活行为。
And we're able to adjust our own conduct.
说我们如果看了听了道理，但是没有去行。
So if we listen to the word, but we do not practice it,
就好像你照了镜子，但是发现自己有缺点，但是你不去修正它。
It's as if we are looking into a mirror and we see a blemish or a flaw, but we don't want to correct it.
这样你照镜子对你就没有什么帮助。
And if we don't do anything about it, then looking into a mirror is no help
to us. 我们今天下午来谈这个撒玛利亚曾得到解救。
So this afternoon, we want to talk about how Samaria, the siege at Samaria was lifted.
以色列人进到埃及啊，他们先经过400年的士师时期。
After the Israelites,
他们进到迦南地的时候。
After the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan, they entered into an era of 400 years of judges.
后来，他们立了扫罗王、大卫王。
And then they set up Saul as king, and then David as king.
虽然扫罗的时候很强盛，
even though during King Saul's reign, the kingdom was very
strong. 但是因为扫罗的晚年啊，受到妃嫔引诱离开神。
But afterwards, when King Solomon was reigning in his latter years, he was seduced by his concubines and sinned against God.
所以国中啊，神就给他兴起一些内忧，有臣仆叛乱，有外族来攻打他们。
So then God raised up some internal conflicts for King Solomon and also some external enemies.
所罗门是在内忧外患当中啊，离开人间。
So King Solomon departed from this world when there was turmoil within and also enemies attacking from outside.
因为所罗门离开神的缘故，
because King Solomon departed from God,
所以他的儿子罗波安的时候，王国就分裂了。
So by the time of his son King Rehoboam, the kingdom was divided.
有一个所罗门的大臣叫做耶罗波安，带了十个支派，另外立了以色列国。
And King Solomon had an official called Jeroboam, and he took 10 tribes with him and established the kingdom of Israel.
一开始耶罗波安为着要保持他的政治的利益。
And in the beginning, because King Jeroboam wanted to maintain this political advantage that he had.
因为他怕以色列人回到耶路撒冷拜神，又回到犹大国去了。
And he was afraid that the Israelites will return to Jerusalem to worship God, and in the process return to the kingdom of Judah.
所以他就在但跟伯特利啊设了两个金牛。
So he set up 2 golden calves in Dan and also Bethel.
因为他也知道说不可以拜偶像。
And because he knows that they cannot worship idols.
但是他告诉以色列人说，这个就是带领你们出埃及的神。
So instead, he told the Israelites, "This is the God who led you out of Egypt."
你们不必到耶路撒冷去了，就在这里就可以了。
And you do not need to go to Jerusalem to worship God. You can worship God here.
所以就把以色列人带领离开神陷入拜偶像当中。
So he led the Israelites astray, away from God, and into this practice of
worshiping idols. 北朝的以色列啊, 带来非常多的祸患。
So the northern kingdom of Israel was receiving a lot of disaster because of this.
当然我们知道啊, 神是全能的神, 神要把恩典啊, 赐给人。
And we know that God is the Almighty God and wants to give us grace and blessings.
主要我们相信接纳神做我们的神啊，这个福气平安就会临到。
As long as we are willing to believe and accept God as our Lord, then blessings will come.
但是不会因为人的不信而影响到神的作为。
But God will not change simply because of man's unbelief.
所以神也不一定要所有的人都来信靠他。
So God does not need everyone to come and believe and trust
主要有少数人啊，要敬畏神，神的恩典同样可以显明出来。
Even if there is only a small number of people who believes and trusts in God, God's blessing will still come upon them.
我们看到挪亚的世代，众人都不信。
When we look at the time of Noah, the people did not believe.
但是唯有挪亚他敬畏神。
But only Noah feared God.
这个神的救恩就向他显明。So
the salvation of God came to Noah.
所以同样神也定了当世代的人的罪。
So in this, at that time, God condemned all the people of the world.
所以人的不信不会影响到神的信。
So we see that man's unbelief will not affect,
也不会影响到神的作为。
Will not affect God's sovereignty and God's actions.
主是因为我们人自己的不信，一定会受亏损。
But if man does not believe, then we are the one at last.
所以在北朝以色列啊，他们离开神啊，在信仰最黑暗的时代。
So when the northern kingdom of Israel departed from God and they were in the darkest moments of their faith.
而神却在他们当中啊，兴起了一些先知啊，来劝告他们啊，要带领他们归回。
God raised up several prophets in the northern kingdom to call them to return.
虽然有些王他们看到了神的作为，他们还是不信到底。
And even though there were some kings who witnessed the power of God, they still did not want to believe.
这是非常可惜的地方。
And we see that was a very pitiful thing.
我们来看列王记下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章。
2 Kings chapter 6.
我们看24节。
Let's turn to verse 24.
列王记下六章24节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 24
说楚克亚兰王便哈达聚集他的全军上来围困撒玛利亚。25节。于是撒玛利亚被围困有饥荒，甚至一个驴驴驼啊，只饮80舍客勒，2升鸽子粪只饮5舍客勒。
这里谈到这个当时的时代背景。And verses 24 to 25 explains the background of the time.
因为以色列人他们离开神，所以在当时神就为他们兴起敌人常常来攻打他们，所以他们常常遇到征战的事情。Because
the Israelites had abandoned God, so God often raised up different enemies to come attack them.
亚哈王的时代啊, 曾经跟叙利亚王打过几次仗。
And during the time of King Ahab, he had fought many battles with the king of Syria.
亚哈王啊, 也是在战场上死掉。
And King Ahab also died in battle.
这个亚兰王啊, 这个便哈达, 他曾经啊, 败在亚哈的手下。
And this King Ben-Hadad, who was also the king of Aram, once lost to King Ahab.
跟以色列就立了一个合约，然后以色列王放他回去。
And because he lost to King Ahab, he made a treaty with King Ahab and the kingdom of Israel.
不过他们两国常常彼此为敌，常常有征战。
And King Ahab let him go, but these two kingdoms would often fight.
所以以色列虽然是神的国度啊， 但是因为他们离开神，所以让他们就遭遇到饥荒啦，遭遇到战乱啦，让他们生活不安定。
And even though the kingdom of Israel was a kingdom that was supposed to belong to God, because they departed from God, so God allowed them to face famines and these different wars, and they were often in a time of chaos.
亚哈的儿子约兰继承纣王以后。
And after the king, the son of King Ahab became king.
虽然一开始他不认识神。
Even though in the beginning he does not know God.
但是神借着先知常常告诉他帮助他。
But through a prophet, God often reminded him and helped him.
要让他能够建立起对神的信心。
To help him establish a faith towards God.
所以好几次这个叙利亚的军队他们王跟大臣在那个密室里面他们就商量怎样来攻打以色列国。
So there were many times where the king of Syria and his officials were meeting in secret on how to attack Israel.
那神都让以利沙知道。
And God let Elisha know about all these
plans. 他就告诉以色列王。
And Elisha went to go tell the king of Israel.
说敌人要从哪一条路进来。
And he told the king which route the enemy will come.
所以你要在那边防守。
And you should defend that area.
结果每一次以色列这个叙利亚的军队一来，以色列人都等在那里。
And every time the Syrian army came, the Israelites were ready for them.
所以这个亚兰王他就觉得很奇怪。
So this king of Syria or the king of Aram,
我们在密室里面所讲的那个以色列人怎么都知道
？Why is it that what we have planned in secret the Israelites already know？
所以他问他的部下说：“你们到底哪一个人当间谍
？”So he asked his officials, "Which one of you is a spy？"
把我们在密室当中的计划都告诉以色列人。
Which one of you told the Israelites our plans that we said in the secret？
有一个大臣就跟他讲
：“So one of his officials told him，
说不是我们没有人当间谍。”
And told the king, "There is no spy among us."
因为以色列有先知
，but Israel has a prophet.
所以他知道王我们所计划的事情，他就告诉以色列王。
So everything we plan, he knows, and he's able to tell the king of Israel.
所以每一次我们出兵以后，他们都防守在那里。
So every time we set out, to attack them, they are ready for us.
王说那个先知在哪里？
So the king asked, "Where is this prophet?"
说就是在多坦城。
And they said he is in a certain city.
结果以色列这个亚兰王他就带着大军去包围多坦城。
So the king of Syria took his army and surrounded that city the prophet was in.
他以为说把这个先知把他抓到以后以色列人就不是我们的对手了。
And he had thought that once he captures the prophet, then the kingdom of Israel can do nothing against them.
那个以利沙的仆人早上一起来发现不对劲
But when Elisha's servant woke up in the morning,
他说：“哀哉，我们被包围了。”
He realized something was wrong, and he said, "Woe is to us!"
看到的都是敌人的军兵军马。
Because everything he saw around where they lived were the enemies,
先知就安慰他的仆人说：“你不要怕。”
Army and horses and chariots, and the prophet
跟我们同在的比他们更多。
Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
先知就求神让这个少年人眼睛能够打开。
And the prophet prayed that God would open the eyes of this young man.
他发现说满城的火车火马都来保护着他们。
And then Elisha's servant saw that.The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire to protect them.
后来先知就祷告神。
So then the prophet prayed to God.
说求神让这个敌人他们眼睛就看不见。
And he prayed to God and asked God to strike these people with blindness.
然后就把他们带到那个撒玛利亚城。
And once they are blind, he led them to the city of Samaria.
结果带到以色列的京都以色列军队就把他们包围起来了。
And he led them into the capital of Israel. And once they are inside the capital, the army of Israel surrounded them.
以色列王说我们是不是把他们通通杀掉好了？
And the king of Israel asked the prophet, should we kill them all?
先知说不可以。
And the prophet says no.
啊，要办筵席给他们吃，让他们吃得饱饱的，啊，然后送他们回去。
Instead, you need to set food and water before them so that they can eat and drink and go to their master.
所以这些叙利亚人啊，亚兰人啊，他们回去以后好久的时间啊，啊，都不敢来进攻。
So afterwards, when the army went home, the Syrians, for a very long time, were afraid to attack them again.
啊，但是因为以色列人呐，包括王跟百姓，他们还是执迷不悟啊，啊，不想归向神。
But because the Israelites and the king of Israel refused to turn back to God,
所以神还是借着敌人呐，再来攻打他们。
So God still, used these.Their enemies to attack them.
所以这个亚兰王啊，他就决定啊，又带着军队啊来攻打以色列。
So then the king of Aram, which is also the king of Syria, decided to bring his army to attack them again.
啊，那是因为以色列人没有防备啊。
But because this time the Israelites were not ready.
啊，所以整个撒玛利亚的京城啊，啊就包围了。
So the entire capital city of Samaria was surrounded by their enemy.
啊、结果因为包围久了这个城啊就造成了饥荒。
Because they besieged the city and the city was under siege for a long time, there was a famine.
啊里面没有粮食啊。
And there was no food within
the city. 啊各样的动物人啊慢慢的死掉了。
And all the livestock and the people slowly started to die.
物价就高涨。
And everything became very expensive.
因为连吃的东西都没有了。
Because there was nothing that people could eat.
啊、所以把那个不能够吃的东西啊，啊都拿来当做食物。
And they started taking the things that were not actually food and treated them as food.
啊、所以一个驴的头啊，那个根本没有什么肉啊，就卖一个驴头就卖84色克勒的银子，是很高价的。
And so in verse 25, it said during that time.Even a donkey's head, which doesn't have meat, so a donkey's head really isn't meant to be food. It was selling for 80 shekels of silver, which is a lot, and 1/4 of a calf of dove droppings was 5 shekels of silver. There are some people who might say that the dove droppings here is referring to a type of plant.
我觉得说就是鸽子粪也没有什么不对啦。
But personally, I feel that if you just read dove droppings to
mean dove droppings,
it's probably also true.
粮食通通没有了。
Because in the city, there was no food at all.
连那个不能够当作食物的，就把它来当作食物来吃。
Even the things that should not be treated as food were being treated as food to eat.
而且要高价钱、啊、才能够得到。
And you needed to pay a lot of money to get any of
it. 这可以看出说、啊、因为他们离弃神所遭遇到的灾祸。
And we can see that because they departed from God, all of this disaster befell.
因为还没有进到迦南地以前、啊、神就借着摩西啊，啊就告诉他们。
Even before they entered into the land of Canaan, through Moses, God had already told
them. 所以你们如果在迦南地啊，你们能够敬畏神所生的道。
That in the land of Canaan, if you fear God and keep His commandments,
神就怎样的祝福给你们。
God will bless you.
凡是家里、田里啦、牲畜啊，样样蒙福。
Whether in your house, in the field, or with your livestock, you will be blessed.
敌人要来攻打你们啦、啊，一路来要分十条路走逃走。
And if your enemies want to come attack you, they will run away in 10 different ways.
啊，但是如果你们离开神啦、啊，这个咒诅就要临到你们。
But God also warned them that if you depart from God, then curses will come upon you.
啊，你们的家里、田里呀、啊，统统受到咒诅。
Whether in your house, in the field, or your livestock, you will all be cursed.
天啊，必晒不下雨。
And God will shut up the sky, so there will be no
rain. 啊，这个土地会硬得像铜一样。
And the soil will become as hard as bronze.
啊，所以要让你们在这个美地上，但是要世世的灭亡，因为离开了神。
And even though you live in this good land, you will be destroyed.
啊，所以敬拜神啊。啊、这个是跟我们后福有直接关系的。
So we see that worshiping God, is something that affects whether we receive blessings or curses directly.、
啊、我们看《生命记》28章。
If we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28,
我们看15节。
Let's turn to verse 15.
生命记28章15节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 15.
说你若不听从主你神的话, 比如谨守遵行他的一切诫命律例, 就是我今日所吩咐你的, 这以下的咒诅啊, 都要追随你, 临到你的身上。 所以从15节开始啊, 就讲到说你们如果离开神啊, 所遇到的一些咒诅。
So starting from verse 15, God tells them the different curses that will come upon them if they depart from God.
我们看一下 53节。
Let's look at verse
53. 28章53节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 53.
说你在仇敌围困窘迫之中啊, 必吃你本身所生的, 就是主你的神所赐给你的儿女之肉。
54节。你们中间柔弱娇嫩的人必恶眼看他的弟兄和他怀中的妻，并他遗剩的儿女。55节。甚至在你受仇敌包围窘困的城中啊，他要吃儿女的肉，不肯分一点给他的亲人。
因为他一无所剩, 56节。
56.
你们中间柔弱娇嫩的妇女啊, 是因为娇嫩柔弱不肯拔脚, 踏地的必恶眼看他怀中的丈夫, 和他的儿女啊。 这里讲到说啊, 他们如果离开神啊, 那个处境很恶劣啊。
So verses 53 to 56 describe that if they leave God, they will find themselves in this very dire situation.
根本没有亲情,
so that between people, there is no love, there is no
彼此之间啊, 恶眼相待。
Instead, they will treat one another with evil.
本来那个非常慈爱的母亲啊,
and the mother, who is supposed to be very loving and
tender, 但是在那个极难当中啊, 恶眼看自己的儿女啊, 还吃自己儿女的肉啊。
Under this very intense situation, they will look upon their own children and want to eat them.
所以我们看到说这个离开神的后果真的是相当可怕。
And we see the consequences of leaving the Lord is very terrifying.
结果圣经这样的预言后来都临到了这个以色列的国度里面。
And we see all of these prophecies in the Bible came true during the time of the kingdom of Israel.
我们看回来《列王记下》第六章。
If we turn back to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章。
2 Kings chapter 6.
26节。
Verse 26.
6章26节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 26.
说有一天啊, 以色列王在城上经过, 有一个妇人向他呼叫说, 我主我王啊, 求你帮助,
27节。
王说啊, 神不帮助你, 我从哪里来帮助你, 是从何尝, 是从酒榨呢, 28节。 王问妇人说, 你有什么苦处啊, 他回答说, 这个妇人对我说, 将你的儿子取来, 我们今天可以吃, 明天啊, 可以吃我的儿子, 29节。
29.
我们就煮了我的儿子吃了, 次日我对他说, 要将你的儿子取来, 我们可以吃, 他却将他的儿子藏起来了。 这里讲到说啊, 这个撒玛利亚, 当时真的遭遇到相当, 大的困境。
And in this passage, we see that the city of Samaria found themselves in this terrible situation.
被包围久了,粮食没有了。
After the city was besieged for a while, they had no more food.
人为着要保住自己的命啊, 那个亲情啊, 爱心啊, 通通不见了。
And in order to survive, people just completely gave up on any type of love or
filial obligation. 最后真的是杀自己的儿子来吃啊。
And in the end, they were willing to kill their own children to eat.
所以耶兰王啊, 他说到城里面去巡视。
So here it says that the king of Israel was going around the city.
又遇到一个妇人啊, 跟他呼叫说, 王啊, 我的主啊, 你帮帮我的忙啊。
And he saw a woman who cried out to him, saying, "Help my lord, O king."
那个王还知道说啊，如果不是神的帮助啊，我哪里有办法去帮助你？
And the king also knew that if God does not help her, what else can he do?
问题是我们需要神的帮助，但是这个王啊，却不依靠神。
The problem is, even though we need God's help, but this king does not want to rely on God to help.
他没有真正的回归向神。
And he didn't truly return and repent.
啊，主是口头上说，我们需要王的，神的帮助。
He's only saying the words that we need God to help us.
虽然他经历了很多神的作为啊，但是他就是不回归向神，就是不真正的依靠神。
Even though he himself had experienced the power of God several times, he was unwilling to trust in God.
他才会让这个国家再来这么多的灾难。
And that was why there were so many disasters that came to this kingdom.
后来王问这个妇人说啊，你到底要我帮助你什么？
So then the king asked the woman, "What is troubling you?"
啊，那个妇人就说啊，因为他跟另外一个妇人他们约好说啊，我们没有东西了，所以今天啊吃你的孩子啊，明天吃我的孩子。
And this woman explained that she and another woman had decided because they had no food that today they were going to eat her son and tomorrow they'll eat the other person's
son. 那这个妇人真的把他的孩子就交出来杀了，大家平均来吃啊。
And this woman really did give her son to boil him and to eat him.
啊，第二天要吃另外一个孩子的时候，啊，那个妈妈就把孩子藏起来了。
And on the second day, when they were going to eat the son of the other woman hid her son.
啊，所以这个王啊，这个妇人啊，就求王来替他伸冤。
So this woman asked the king to help her to give them justice.
王因为离开神，给这个国家带来灾难。
Because the king departed from God, he brought disaster upon the kingdom.
他看到百姓的困苦。
And he saw his people suffering.
但是他从来没有检讨自己。
But he never examined himself.
因为他说啊，这个灾难是出于神啊，我为什么要敬畏他？
And he said, "The disaster comes from God. Why should I fear him?"
他也知道说啊，这个以利沙是敬畏神的先知。
And he also knows that Elisha is the prophet who fears God.
他不借着以利沙先知来求问神，我们来怎么来解决这个困难？
But he does not want to ask Elisha to inquire of God what they should do.
啊，结果他说啊，这个灾难是从神来的。
But instead, he says, "This disaster comes from God."
啊，先知既然是神的代表。
Since the prophet is a representative of God,
所以他话术说，我要把这个以利沙的头啊，把它砍掉。如果容他的头还留在他的身上啊，愿神明重重的降罚给我。
So he made a vow, saying, "God, do so to me and more also if the head of Elisha remains on him today."
所以我们看到说，一个这个领导者，这个王啊，没有道理啊，不认识神呐，这样怎么能够带给这个国家能够安定的生活呢？
So when we look at this king, this leader who is unreasonable and does not want to rely on God, how can he bring anything good to his kingdom?
事实上，这个国家的灾难是因为这个王跟他的富家把百姓带错路。
And the truth is, the disasters came upon this kingdom because the king and his father's house led the people astray.
遇到灾难，首先要检讨的就是自己。
So when they face any disaster, the first thing they needed to do is examine
themselves. 应当回头归向神，把百姓带回到神的身边。
They should have returned to God and led the people back to God.
但是他却更加硬心不敬畏神，还要杀神的先知。
But instead, he hardened his heart even more. Instead of fearing God, he wanted to kill the prophet of God.
那时候我们看到说神虽然管教这些以色列民，
so we see that even though God disciplines these Israelites,
给他们受苦，
and allows them to suffer,
但是我们看到神的怜悯并没有止息。
But we see that God's mercy and compassion did not stop.
好像有时候孩子做错了，父母亲虽然管教他，
just like sometimes when children make a mistake and do the wrong thing, their parents will discipline them.
父母亲的管教当中充满着怜悯跟慈爱。
And while the parent is disciplining the child, the discipline also comes with a lot of love and compassion.
充满着怜悯的心肠。
It comes with a heart of mercy.
神对人也是这样啊。
God also treats us in the same way.
虽然人犯错了。
Even though
神管教。
As people, we will commit sin and God will discipline us.
但是神主动来。 怜悯人要帮助人解决这个困难。
But God will proactively show us mercy and help us overcome these problems.
这是神对人的慈爱。
And this is the mercy that God has upon us.
所以圣经里面说, 神有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱。
That's why the Bible says God has abundant mercies and loving kindness.
虽然我们人犯错了以后, 神会发怒, 但是神的怒气是一时之间啊。
Even though God will become angry when we sin against him, but his anger is only for a short while.
但是神的怜悯跟他的恩惠啊, 却是一生之久。
But God's mercy and loving kindness lasts for
generations. 虽然王跟百姓还是执迷不悟啊, 还不晓得回头。
Even though here the king and the people were still unwilling to turn back.
神还是把这个恩典赐给他们, 要来吸引他们来回头。
And continue to sin, but God still gave them this grace to lead them back to him.
我们看列王记下7章第1节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1.
2
Kings chapter 7 verse 1.
以利沙说啊,你们要听神的话,神主主说,明天约到这个时候,在撒玛利亚城门口,一细亚细面,要卖银一色客勒,两细亚大麦,要卖银一色客勒。在那个饥荒当中啊,人都没有办法啦。
And in the midst of a famine, no one could do anything.
神的话临到先知,
but the word of the Lord came to the prophet.
神主动要施恩给他们, 要解决他们的困苦。
God took the initiative and wanted to show mercy upon them and relieve them of their suffering.
所以先知就对众人讲了。
So the prophet said to the people,
说到明天啊, 这个时候啊, 会有很多的粮食啊, 非常的充裕。
Tomorrow, about this time, you will have abundance of food to eat.
而且能够平价的供应。
And you will be able to distribute it at a very low price.
让大家这个饥荒啊, 能够得到解除。
So that everyone can be relieved during this famine.
我们看到这是神的怜悯啊。 因为那个城里面啊, 饥荒, 死亡临到。
And we see that this is the mercy of God, because within the city there was famine, and people were dying.
神主动施怜悯, 要来解决他们饥荒的困难。
And God proactively wanted to show compassion to them.
结果我们看第三节, 7章第3节。
Let's continue reading chapter 7, verse 3.
列王记下7章第3节。
2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3.
说在城里有四个长, 在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人, 他们彼此说, 我们为何在这里等死呢? 我们若说进城去, 城里有饥荒, 必死在那里。 若在这里坐着不动, 也是必是死, 来把我们去投降亚兰人的军队。 他们若留下我们活命就活着, 若杀了我们啊，就是死了。好，他说这个城门外啊，有四个长大麻风的人。And
this passage says, outside of the city gate, there were four people with leprosy.
如果从旧约圣经里面来看呢，因为当时医药不发达。And
from the Old Testament, we can see during that time, medicine was very primitive.
有的人长了那个很严重的皮肤病。
So some people will have very serious skin diseases.
当然这个麻风病啊, 包括真正的麻风, 还有很严重的皮肤的疾病。
And when the Old Testament says leprous or leprosy, it involves actual leprosy and also other types of skin diseases.
因为有很多这样的病症啊, 没有办法医治, 而且会传染到别人。
And because there were so many different diseases like this, and a lot of them were contagious.
所以遇到麻风病人啊，即使判断是麻风病，就把它赶到城外去。
So when anyone has leprosy and they were determined to have leprosy, they would be sent out of the city.
还要离开自己的家人。
And they have to leave their own family.
没有办法在城里面生活。
And they cannot live inside the city.
要在城外的地方啊，在那边住生住灭啊。
They have to just survive on their own outside of the city gate.
所以我们看到说这个麻风病人真的很可怜。
And we see that those who had leprosy were very
身体的病痛没有办法得医治,
not only could they not receive healing for the physical sickness
啊,
they had,
生活当中没有办法得到好的照顾，还要慢慢的就这样死掉了。
And not only could they receive any type of care for their life, but they had to survive on their own and slowly die.
我们看到说这些麻风病人啊，虽然他们被遗弃了，啊，他们同病相怜啊，彼此在外面啊，互相的怜悯啊，互相的帮助。
And we see that although these four leprous men were abandoned by other people, they still took care of one another outside of the city.
所以我们看到说这些可怜人啊，但是他们可以在那个不好的处境当中，但是他们可以互相的集合在一起。
And we see that even though they were very pitiable, but in these very sad circumstances, they still worked together and took care of one another.
后来彼此商量啊，来解决他们饥荒的问题。
And they met with one another and tried to resolve this problem of the famine.
我们在这个世界上啊，这是不是一个完美的世界？
When we live in this world is not a perfect world.
我们人也不是完美的人。
And as people, we are also not perfect.
在我们的环境当中啊，我们会遇到很多的困难。
And in our environment, we will face many difficulties.
我们自己本身啊，也有很多啊不完美、有缺陷的地方。
And individually, we also have many flaws and imperfections.
但是啊，我们应当像这些病人一样，他们可以彼此聚在一起，彼此互相关怀，啊，一起来解决这个问题。
But we should learn from these four leprous men who took care of one another and tried to solve the problem together.
所以我们在家庭里面啊，有时候也会遇到一些困难。
So sometimes in our own family, we will face some difficulty.
虽然每个人的能力都有限。
And even though everyone's ability may be limited.
但是不是互相排斥，而是大家能够聚集团结在一起。
But we should not try to exclude one another. Instead, we should gather together.
遇到困难的时候啊，大家一起想办法啊，来解决这个难关。
So when we face a difficulty, we try to solve this difficulty together.
我们在教会里面也是一样。
And the same applies within the church.
彼此互相的帮助，互相的扶持。
We ought to help one another, uphold one another.
如果说我们在一个不好的环境当中。
And if we find ourselves in a bad environment,
我们自己的能力也有限,
and we find that our ability is limited,
彼此又不相和睦啊，彼此互相的排斥，互相的嫉妒。
But at the same time, we refuse to work together, we exclude one another,
那会让我们的生活会难上加难。
This will only increase the difficulty and troubles we have.
所以唯有大家同心和睦相处，大家一起来解决我们生活上所遭遇到的各样难处。
So only when we find ourselves in one accord and we live in harmony, then we can try to solve these problems we face in life.
这才是我们真正解决问题的办法。
And this is the true method of resolving any problem.
所以我们跟他说，这四个大麻风的人啊，他们在外面没有食物啊。
So when we look at these four leprous men outside of the city, 慢慢的, they also had no food.
他们也会饿死掉啊。
So eventually, they will also die of starvation.
所以他们就想说啊，我们怎么解决这个问题啊？
So they were discussing and thinking how they can resolve this problem.
我们如果在这边等啊，迟早就是死啊。And
they realized if they waited there, they will die.
我们如果到城里面去啊。 请城里帮助，城里也是饥荒啊，一定得不到帮助。
And then they thought, if we entered into the city, there is a famine inside the city as well, and no one can help us.
所以他说，回到城里面是死，留在这里也是死。
So they thought to themselves, if we wait outside the city, we will die. If we go into the city, we will also die.
所以他们说，那我们唯有一条生路啊，就是去投降亚兰人的军队。
And they came to a conclusion that the only way to stay alive is that they should surrender to the
Syrian army. 他们如果收留我们的话，至少啊，给我们 有东西吃啊，维持我们的生命。
And if they keep us alive, at the very least, they will give us food so that we can survive.
啊，如果他们不接纳我们，把我们杀掉，反正我们迟早也是要死的啊。
But if they do not receive us and they decide to kill us, we were going to die anyway.
啊，所以他们想说，我们去投降亚兰人的军队啊，至少还有一线希望可以保存生命。
So they thought to themselves, if we surrender to the Syrian army, at the very least, there is a sliver of hope.
所以他们商量好了，啊，就去啊，到了亚兰人的军队那里。
So once they decided what to do, they all rose and went to the camp.
结果到了以后啊，让他们感到很惊奇。
And when they came to the camp of the Syrians, they were very surprised. Because there was not a single person in the camp.
And instead,
they saw the footprints of the Syrian army who had left and ran away.
So, because God let the Syrian army believe that the Syrian army had come.
And this was because God called the army of the Syrians to hear another army coming, and they thought that reinforcements had come, so they had all ran away.
啊，他们要逃走的时候啊，就把营房里面所有的食物啊，全部东西都留下来了。
And when they were retreating, they left everything in the camp, all the food and everything they had.
啊，所以这四个大麻风的人啊，就是他们一个意外的大发现。
And the four leprous men discovered this unknowingly.
啊，因为好几天都没有东西吃了，看到有食物就拿就吃啊，拼命吃啊。
And because they haven't eaten for several days, the moment they saw this food, they started eating and drinking.
啊，不过后来他们就有点自觉。
But then, their conscience started to prick them.
他们说，我们今天是有好日子的时候。
They said to themselves, "This is a day of good news."
我们得到这么多的粮食可以吃。
We receive so much food to eat.
如果我们光自己来吃这些食物
，If we keep this food to ourselves,
我们都不作声
，And we remain silent,
那将来这个祸患会临到我们。
Then, we will need to wait for punishment.
因为撒玛利亚城的人啊，他们饥荒啊，已经啊，一个一个都在死掉了。
Because the people within the city of Samaria were already slowly dying.
我们有好信息的日子，我们却不把这个好信息告诉他们。
And if today for us this is a day of good news, and we do not give this good news to the people in the
city,
到
天亮的时候啊，这个灾祸就会临到我们呐。
If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us.
所以他们就跑到那个所城。
So they went to the gatekeepers of the city to report this.
那这个锁城门的人啊，他们就向王啊，跟这个城里面的人报告。
And the gatekeepers reported this to the king's house and also the people.
说亚兰军逃走了，留下很多的食物哦。
They reported that the Syrian army had ran away and left all their food.
啊，但是我们看到说啊，这个啊，王啊。跟城里面的人，他们一开始也不相信呢。
But we see that the king's house and the people in the city initially did not believe.
那所以人的不信啊，只有让自己造成更多的困扰。
And we see that man's unbelief only brings even more sorrow upon our sufferings.
啊，王说啊，大概亚兰人啊，知道我们没有东西吃了，所以他们去躲起来。
And the king said, "It is probably the Syrians, knowing that we have no food, so
they left and hid."
And the moment we open our city gates, they will come and attack us.
啊，我们所有的人就一定会被抓去了。
And all of us will be captured.
哦，所以虽然先知有预言呐，而且有人见证说真的有食物啊。
So even though the prophet had already prophesied this, and there were witnesses telling them there is food.
但是他们还是不敢相信。
But they still refused to believe.
啊，不过后来他们就决定说啊，派几个人啊出去啊探访看看。
So eventually they decided that they will send some scouts to see what happened.
啊，结果这些人啊一出去一看，一直走到那个约旦河那里。
And these scouts went out and they kept going until they reached the Jordan.
发现说连一个亚兰军都没有。
And they discovered there was not a single Syrian.
而且整个路上都是他们逃走的那个痕迹。
And all the road was full of the garments and weapons that they left.
啊，那个时候他们还相信呢。
And only then did they believe.
才出去呀，把那个粮食啊，才搬进来。
And then they went out and carried all of the food and different things back into the city.
所以圣经里面说啊，这个信的人就有福气了。
So the Bible said, "Blessed is he who believes."
我们有说啊，因为不信呐，所以失掉了从神来的福分。
Sometimes because of our unbelief, we miss out on the blessings of God.
门徒看到主耶稣复活了以后啊。
When the believers saw that Lord Jesus had resurrected, they testified saying, Lord Jesus has risen from the dead. We have seen him with our own eyes.
但是多马因为没有跟他们在一起，所以他说我不信。
But because one of the 12, Thomas, was not with them, so he said, I do not believe.
除非用我的手探探他的那个伤痕，探探他的肋旁。
Unless I put my own finger into his wounds and touch his
side, 不然我是不信的。
I will not believe.
当然主耶稣怜悯，后来向他显现。
And of course, Lord Jesus had mercy on him and appeared to him again.
主耶稣说，多马，多马，你来。
And Lord Jesus said to Thomas,
摸摸我的伤痕，探探我的肋旁。
And touch my wounds and touch my side to see for yourself.
后来多马看到了，说，我的主，我的神啊，我相信了。
But when Thomas saw the Lord, he said, My Lord, my God, I believe.
主耶稣说啊，没有信的人啊，更加有福气了。
And Lord Jesus says, Those who believe without seeing is even more blessed.
所以我们不是说看了以后才信。
So we do not simply believe after we have seen.
因为圣经的预言，还有众人的见证啊，我们听了，我们就去思想啊，相信啊，你信了以后，福气就临到你。
With the prophecy of the Bible and also witnesses who testify of the truth, if we are able to believe this, then blessings will come upon us.
所以王跟当时的城里面的人呐，所以因为他们一开始没有办法相信。
So we see the king and some people in the city because in the beginning they could not believe.
主是让自己造成更多的困扰。
They only brought more trouble upon themselves.
我们从这个四个大麻风的人，我们可以学到一些教训。
And from these four people with leprosy, we can learn some teachings.
这里面说，世界上的人都犯了罪，这个罪人好像那个麻风一样。
And the Bible says all men have sinned. And sin is like leprosy.
因为麻风病会越来越严重，会来就死掉，还会传给别人。
And during that time, this type of leprosy was something that will gradually grow worse and worse until you die.
所以是没有希望的。
So it is something that you are hopeless against.
人因为有了罪以后，人活在世界上没有盼望。
In the same way, because people have sinned, they live in this world without hope.
但是我们知道，主耶稣已经得胜仇敌，带给我们恩典，让我们能够胜过死亡。But
we know Lord Jesus is victorious over the enemy and has victory over death.
所以，约翰福音里面说这个。 恩典啊，我们已经领受了，而且是恩上加恩的。And
that's why the Gospel of John says we have already received this blessing, and it is grace upon grace.
但是我们领受救恩的人呐，同样有一个责任。But
for those of us who have received salvation, we have a duty.
所以我们白白得了，也要白白的舍弃。Because
freely we have received, we must also freely give.
保罗说啊。 我传福音没有什么可夸口的。And
Paul says, I had nothing to boast when I preached the gospel.
因为主耶稣救我，给我这么多的恩典。Because
Lord Jesus has saved me and given me so much.
所以他同样也把传福音的这个使命啊，就托付在我身上。And
at the same time, he entrusts this commission of preaching the gospel.
我如果照着去传呐，我就有赏赐。And
if I do according to what he commands and preaches, then I will be blessed.
如果我不传，我就突然辜负了神的恩典，我将来必有灾祸。But
if I choose to not preach, then I am despising the grace of God.
所以他说，不管是犹太人、希利尼人，我都欠他们的债。And
that's why Paul says, whether Greeks or Jews or Hellenists, I am indebted
to them. 所以我要尽我最大的能力来。 传扬福音来还清这个福音的债。
And I must do the to the best of my ability to preach the gospel to repay this debt of the
gospel. 我们领受救恩啊, 这个是神给我们的恩典一个机会。
So when we receive salvation, this is a grace, an opportunity that God
啊, 当然神也透过使命给我们, 我们就要做见证, 把福音也施舍给别人。
And God has given us the same commission that we must preach the gospel to others as well.
以斯帖记里面谈到那个 王后以斯帖啊,
In the book of Esther, it talks about Queen Esther.
就她是一个犹太人啊, 她就没想到被选入王宫里面做王后。
And even though she was a Jew, she was chosen to become the queen in the palace.
啊, 后来啊, 这个宰相啊, 哈曼, 因为得到权势以后,
But because the second in command, Haman, after receiving power,
啊, 拿了一笔钱啊, 给王,
and he gave a sum of money to the king.
啊, 然后跟王说啊, 有一个百姓啊, 留下他们啊, 对这个国家没有益处。
And he told the king that there is a certain people that is of no use to our kingdom.
啊, 这个王就准许他, 啊, 要来杀, 结果王不知道是犹太人啊, 而准许哈曼啊, 去杀害那个他所说的对国家没有益的人。
So because the king does not know that Haman was referring to the Jews at this time, he allowed Haman to go remove or kill these people that he said.
主因为一个犹太人莫迪改啊, 看到哈曼不跟他跪, 不跟他拜。
And Haman wanted to do this only because there was one Jew, Mordecai, who saw him and refused to bow down to him.
下决心啊, 要把所有的犹太人统统杀掉。
So he was determined to kill all Jews.
啊, 那个时候啊, 莫迪改就叫人去告诉, 啊, 以斯帖。
So during that time, Mordecai sent a messenger to Esther.
说我们同胞啊, 将要被杀了。
And told her, our people will be killed.
以斯帖说啊, 我很为难呢。
And Esther told Mordecai, it's you put me in a
difficult place. 因为王如果不召见我, 我自己去见他, 啊, 有可能被杀掉了。
Because if the king has not called me and I go in to see him myself,
因为当时的法令, 你不可以随便去见王,
there's a possibility I will be put to death because
according to the law of time, 啊, 伸出来,
people cannot go see the king on their own. If they do that, unless the king reaches out to his
own
they
cannot
live. And Esther says, there has been some time that the king has called me to,
啊,
我自己突然间跑去见他, 可能被杀掉。 So if I go see him on my own accord, maybe I will be put to death.
啊, 那莫迪改跟他讲,
But then Mordecai told Esther,
你今天啊, 得到王后的位分,
Today you receive you find yourself in this position.
难道不是为着今天的机会吗?
Is it not for such a time as this?
本来你是一个平凡的犹太女子。
Originally you were just a ordinary Jew.
为什么有机会啊, 被选进王宫, 啊, 当王后?
Why did you have this opportunity to be chosen to become the
queen of the palace? 因为神知道说啊, 将来以色列百姓所要遭遇到的遭遇。
Is it not because God knows what will happen to the Jews in the future?
所以呢，你现在王宫里面。
So now that you are in the palace.
啊，等到机会来了，就是要借着你来拯救百姓。
And this opportunity has come. It means that God will use you to save the Jewish people.
后来以斯帖知道了。
So then Esther understood.
她说：“好，我就违例去见王。”
And so he says. So then Esther said, "I will go to the king."
我要自己禁食三昼三夜。
And she said, I will fast for 3 days.
啊, 你们也为我进食,
and she also asked that all of you
然后我去见王,
fast with me. And then I will go face the king.
啊, 如果我被杀了, 死就死了吧。
And then Esther says, if I perish, I perish.
所以她知道她的使命, 所以她立志要来拯救自己的同胞。
So Esther understood her purpose and made a determination to save her people.
啊, 结果借着这个机会啊, 神的安排啊, 啊, 让那个王了解以后啊, 啊, 就赦免了这个以色列百姓, 哎, 所有的犹太人, 免去他们的死。
So through this opportunity that God had arranged, eventually the king came to understand what was happening and pardoned all the people, all the Jews.
所以因为以斯帖啊, 知道了使命, 啊, 所以及时的出来, 啊, 神借着他了, 挽救了, 犹太人的命运。
Because Esther understood her own purpose, so God was able to use her to save the lives of the Jews.
同样的，我们每一个人蒙神拣选呢。
In the same way, all of us have been chosen by God. God has given us so much grace.
啊，所以我们不要辜负神的恩典。
So let us not take light of God's grace.
我们要白白得来，也要白白的施舍。
Freely we have received, we must also
freely give. 能够跟众人啊一起享受福音的好处。
And to enjoy the benefits of the gospel.
我们最后谈这个不信的军长。
Finally, let's talk about the officer who did not believe.
我们看列王记下七章第二节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 2.
列王记下七章第二节。
2 Kings chapter 7 verse 2.
说有一个产胡王的军长对神人说，即便神使天开了窗户，也不能够有这样的事。以利沙说，你必亲眼看见，却不得吃啊。哦，当时有一个 军长啊，扶着王在巡视。
In verse 2, it says, during that time, there was an officer whose hand the king leaned on when the king went out to patrol the city.
啊，他听到先知说啊，明天啊，这个时候啊，会有很多的粮食啊，大家这个饥荒可以解除了。
And he heard the prophet say, about this time tomorrow, there will be a lot of food and the famine will be over.
结果他就对着先知说啊，就是神把天上的窗子打开啊，我都不相信有这样的事情了。
And then the officer said to Elisha, saying, "Look, if the Lord would make the windows in heaven, could this be a thing?" Saying, "That this will not happen."
这个事情是一定有的。
So the prophet said to him, "In fact, this thing
will happen." 但是因为你的不信啊，你看得见，但是你吃不到。
But because you don't believe, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it.
好，我们看十七节。
So let's continue reading verse 17.
列王记下七章十七节。
Second Kings chapter 7 verse 17。
他说：“王就派产胡他的那军长在城门口弹压，众人在那里将他践踏，他就死了。正如神人在王下来见他的时候所说的。”十八节。
18。
神人曾对王说：“明日约到这个时候，在撒玛利亚城门口，两细亚大麦要卖银一色克勒，一细亚细面也要卖银一色克勒。”十九节。
19。
那军长对神人说：“即便神属天开了窗户，也不能够有这样的事。”神人说：“你必亲眼看见，却不得吃。”二十节。
20。
这话果然应验在他的身上，因为众人在城门口将他践踏，他就死了。说这个军长啊，因为他不信。
So in this passage, we see that this officer did not believe.
所以他讲了一个很便利的话，他说：“天上开了窗户，我都不信有这样的事情。”
So we said that we see that he spoke this very rebellious statement, saying that even if God opens the windows of heaven, this cannot happen.
神说，这个先知说，你看得见，但是你吃不到。
So then the prophet told him, "You shall see of this, but you shall not eat any."
后来真的这个事情实现了，好多的粮食啊，人就来来往往啊，从营房把这个粮食搬进来。
So we see later on the prophecy came true. So people went out of the city to carry all of this food into their storehouse.
后来王就派这个军长啊，在城门口在那边维持秩序啊。
So then the king appointed this officer, in charge of the gate to maintain order.
结果因为人来来往往很多啊，后来这个军长就被践踏，后来就死掉了。
But because there were so many people coming in and out, so eventually the people trampled this person to death.
所以让我们知道说，神的话是确信是可肯定的。
So we learn that the word of God is true and is something that we should believe.
神的话是安定在天，直到永远的。
Because the word of God has been settled in heaven.
不管时间经过多久，神的话一定会应验。
No matter how much time passes, the word of God maintains true.
但是唯有我们相信啊，神的恩典才会真正领导你。
But only when we believe the word of the Lord will blessing
come upon us. 不信的人就像这个军长一样，你看得见，但是你吃不到。
If we do not believe, we'll be like this officer who is able to see it with his eyes but not eat of it.
所以信心是我们蒙福的一个途径。
So we see that faith is the way we receive blessings.
希伯来书里面说啊，有很多的实例啊。 很多的见证啊，好像云彩围在我们的身边。
And the book of Hebrews says that we have a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
所以我们啊，要坚守我们的信心，要效法这些信心的好榜样。
So we must reaffirm our faith and learn from these examples of faith.
在信心上扎根啊，全然的依靠神。
And be rooted in our faith to rely on God wholly.
因为神的话没有似而为有非的了。Because
the word of God is not wishy-washy.
我们主要相信神的话，神的话最后一定成就。If
we believe in the word of God, it will be fulfilled.
我们谈到这里，我们来唱诗。Let's
conclude here. Let us sing a hymn to conclude.
378.
Let's sing hymn 378.
378.
378.